Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this.
Kadoshim to you, ki kadosh ani. This is what this week's Parsha is all about, how to be kadosh. We're given a bunch of mitzvos and informed of a bunch of averos. Let's go through them. Starting with kibud avim, and then keeping Shabbos, don't worship idols, leaving over parts of karbanos, and if you have a field, leaving over leket, shikra, and peah for poor people. Don't lie, don't cheat, pay workers on time, don't swear falsely, don't curse or mislead others. So it's a bit of a be a decent human being alongside uniquely Jewish obligations. The parsha continues on the same vein. Keep justice, justice. Be empathetic to someone's condition. Don't hate another Jew. Bear a grudge or take revenge. You should also give mussar to someone doing averus. And the converse of before. Love every Jew. Other mitzvos are avoiding kalaim, basically mixing breeze when planting, shatness, and the halachos of arayas with an eved. Moving on to more mitzvos. The parsha goes through hilchos arla. Don't be a witch or a zona. Also, don't get tattoos. Then the parsha goes through the halachos of cutting hair for men, where they can cut, where they can't cut their hair or beards. Shmir Shabbos comes up again, and then to give kavod to the Mishkan, Chachamim, and Zakenim. Next up is to love the ger and to be honest in business. You should have exact weights and measures. After which the Parsha discusses capital punishment for someone who is obeyed the particular avodah zarah of Molech. Side note, Molech requires human sacrifices. Whew, sheesh. And then the Parsha discusses the punishment to a nation that doesn't punish these Molech worshippers, which makes sense considering the earlier mitzvos of this parsha, giving musar and lifnei iver. The parsha starts winding down, discussing the punishment for those who curse their parents or engage in forbidden relationships. We're told not to follow in the ways of the gayim, again, to be super careful about eating kosher, and then the parsha concludes, as it started, we should be kadosh because Hashem is. It's a very intense parsha. Let's move on to a quick fart. This week's fart is brought to you by the Chasam Sofer, who asks the question. The pasuk in this week's parsha says, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, love your fellow Jew, like yourself. Problem is, Rabbi Akiva in Ezehu Neshach, a parak in Bava Metzia, says on the word, v'cheyachicha imach, that chayecha kodem l'chayei chavercha, your life comes before your friends. For example, you're in the desert with no food or water for miles. It's just endless sand and lizards. And you have enough water that'll save you, but not your friend. According to Rabbi Akiva, you should drink it and not split it or give it to your friend. So the Chasam Sofer asked, Rabbi Akiva is known for saying Zekla Gadol B'Torah when it comes to V'yahavta L'reacha Kamocha. And in that case, you think you should split or even give over the water. So how can Rabbi Akiva also say put yourself first? They seem mutually exclusive. How do these two psukim work together? So the Chasam Sofer says, Rabbi Akiva calls this a Klal Gadol B'Torah. Basic pshat, loving your friend as yourself is one of the fundamental cruxes of Torah. But the Chasam Sofer asserts that this isn't what Rabbi Akiva meant. He couldn't have meant that, otherwise he wouldn't have contradicted himself in the other drash, saying Chayecha Kodem. You can't just say, well, he meant both. You have to reconcile it. Rabbi Akiva is not like regular folks who one day say, salespeople are so helpful, and the next day, salespeople are just there for the commission. And we don't question either statement because, hey, it's just something to say. So what did Rabbi Akiva mean? The Chasam Sofer looks closely at the language used. Ze klal gadol b'Torah. In Torah. You need to love your fellow Jew like yourself when it comes to matters of Torah. In matters of ruchnius. Not in matters of olam hazeh. That's where v'cheyachicha imach comes in. You have to put yourself first. It seems like a cute play on words, but it really clarifies the position of Rabbi Akiva and keeps his viewpoint consistent. I know this probably upends the way you've always thought and been taught the saying by Rabbi Akiva, but I always like to go for deeper and more nuanced. Have a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha.
Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.